Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. We're going to be sharing guidance, wisdom, messages from across the veil, and possibly making some connections for you today as we connect in and see who wants to come in and visit with us and talk and share and share some excitement with us. And it's just such a pleasure to be here. It is just so exciting, and I cherish each moment that I get to spend with you on the radio and sharing and bringing forward messages and sharing some of the guidance. I just feel so honored that they allow me to hold and share that very special, very sacred space with our listeners and with the callers and those that have emailed and called in. And that's just so refreshing, and it really warms my heart. And I want to thank you for those that do call in and those that do contact me and visit with me a little bit more on the program and about the Cross the Veil messages. I do want to let you know that November and December's class catalogs are out, and our classes, we have expanded now to about 90% of them, 98% of them are offered online, also via correspondence and on the conference calling, as well as on-site and here in location. And seeing how we're in Alaska, and there's some of you who are not in Alaska, this makes it a way for you to be able to attend some of the classes and do some of the learning and experience some of the things that we do and expand your knowledge and expand that. And I encourage you to check out the website, www.whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and go in there and click on catalogs. And the catalog, if you have trouble opening it, it is in the Word format. So if you have trouble opening that, just let me know and we'll send you a copy of it via the mail. Those catalogs I update every couple of months. So after the first of the year here, we'll have another series of catalogs. You're going to want to check that every couple of months and see what's going on, what we're offering, what may be happening. And also because I am going to be traveling this winter a little bit, I will be in local areas in the lower 48, and I may be in your area doing an open forums program or seeing people one-on-one, that type of thing. So you're going to want to check that out and follow that on my site, which is whitewolfapril.com, where we'll learn and you can see some of the events that are coming up and some of the classes I'm going to be doing while we're out on the road, that type of thing. And check that website because it's going to have updates going on frequently as we're putting this together, and I'm in the process right now of starting to create that, so you're going to want to check that website. Also, you can find out a little bit more about me, a little bit more about the program, a little bit more about some of the things I do and who I am, and maybe feel a little bit more comfortable understanding the messages that are coming through after you get to meet me and after you get to see my picture and understand who I am. So I invite you to check there. Also, we have a social network that's acrosstheveil.ning.com. You do not want to put www or http on that because it'll recognize it is not a website. So just click in acrosstheveil.ning.com and you can go in there and get all kinds of information socially, communicating with other people. There's messages that when they come through, and I might not be on one of the radio programs, and as they're coming through, I share them with you through that that site as well, and there may be a message in there specifically for you, as well as how they come through in the format for the radio program as well. So I invite you to go ahead and sign up on that site, and it's a place to ask questions, it's a place to get answers, it's also a place to maybe see some information of things that are going on and things that are happening. If you're unable to get through during the program, I invite you to send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. I'll be happy to answer your questions. The few people that had contacted me over the weekend here, I appreciate your patience in my responding back to your emails. I had a retreat going on, and I had just, prior to the weekend, I just had one of those times where I needed to pamper myself and give myself a little bit of extra R&R. So I appreciate your patience and understanding in that I would get back with you as soon as I can. I see that we have a caller online. Renee, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
I am spectacular. How about you?
Doing great.
Good. What can I help you with?
I had both of my moms die.
Okay.
They passed away. One passed away December 7th of 2007.
Okay.
And my birth mom that I just found like 8 years before that passed away January 8th, 2009.
Okay.
And I'm having a lot harder time with that.
Okay. Because you didn't get much time with her, huh?
Right.
And that's what it's really feeling like, is that energy of that locating and finding and then losing once again really seems to have touched, kind of pulled on that heartstring a little bit.
Yeah, it was a lot harder than the other one.
Okay. Okay, what I'm feeling to share with you on this is, number one, we want to give you some balance within your own space, balance within your own body, connecting in there and taking the heart. And if you take your hand and you kind of place your hand, your right hand just above the left breast, and just kind of hold that energy in that hand there. And as you're doing that, saying and spreading a message across to both of your mothers, to both of the women, and expressing your love, expressing your gratitude, expressing whatever it is you feel within yourself. And as you're doing that, allowing your hand to, you know, it's kind of like when you pinch yourself or you bump yourself and you immediately grab it and you hold it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing with the heart. We're grabbing and holding on to that heart because you've got some heart hurt going on. You've got, your pain is very fresh still. It's very raw still. But it's more of the heart hurt than, because you're in that grieving process, but they just keep showing me the word heart hurt.
Heart hurt.
And what they're wanting to, they're really wanting me to express to you that need to let go, that need to just kind of rub your heart, just rubbing your heart, giving yourself that nurturing, giving yourself to let that release, and they're really kind of talking about that as something that you need to do. And they're really just saying it's okay, and it's okay to be in the grieving process. The mother that you lost, your birth mother, when you found out about her and you got to spend some time with her, she expressed to you the reasons why you actually were raised by another mother, did she not?
Yep.
Because she's showing me that, and she's wanting you to know that she did what she felt was for the highest good. She did what she felt was for your highest interest. She was proud of you. She was proud of the things that you have accomplished. And she's also showing me, do you do artwork or something to do with artwork? Because I'm seeing artwork around you. But not like drawing, like a Picasso type of artwork, but an artwork.
Ceramics.
Okay, that would work because that's another form of the arts. But she's showing me that artwork around there. You still holding on to your heart area?
Yes.
Okay, because as you're going to think of her and as you're going to have these different things that are going to come up as you're going through this healing process, you're going to want to do that. Can you kind of feel the vibration that's building under your hand, between your hand and your heart?
A little bit.
Good. That's what you want to focus on, is bringing that vibration forward. And as you bring it forward, it's actually going to give you a chance to begin to heal. It's going to begin, that's just like when we grab and hold on to something. We put a Band-Aid on something. It's amazing. You put a Band-Aid on a child, and all of a sudden it's created, it's waved its own little magic wand, and it helps. That's kind of the same principle of placing your hand on that heart area whenever you feel that hurt coming forward. It's going to help you begin the process. It's kind of that little mental signal to yourself that says, it's okay. And it's that putting that, like you do with a kid. If you ever know little kids, you put a Band-Aid on it, and all of a sudden the boo-boo's all better. And I'm not saying this boo-boo's all better. I'm saying it's going to help you moving through that pain of it. And I feel like this is the message is kind of coming from your birth mother, that this is what she wants me to express to you, is using that energy within your space to begin the healing of the heart, that your reunion came and your reunion was by divine order and was how it was to be, and she understands the pain that you feel within your heart. Do you have children? Why am I seeing children around you?
Yes, I have two.
Okay. She's expressing that she really, really feels that she has... She wishes she would have had more exposure and more time with the grandchildren, but that she is extremely proud of them. She's concerned about one. Do you have a boy? Because I'm seeing a male child.
I have two boys.
Okay. She's concerned about one of the boys. I don't know how old your children are, and that's okay. She's expressing that she's concerned about a male child, one of the male children. Health-wise, I don't feel it's health concerns. Are they older? Because what I'm picking up is that she's concerned about an activity that one of the children is actually involved in.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
She always worried about, both of them, but my oldest, because it's my stepson and he's autistic.
And okay, there we go.
A lot going on, and as far as with my youngest, you know, like taking things out on my youngest, she always worries it's going to hurt him or do something.
Okay.
Like freak out. You know what I mean? So, and we
that makes sense.
Bipolar. So,
it totally makes sense then, what I'm picking up and with her concern and her love. It's not like the, oh my goodness, I'm concerned that, you know, there's this horrible, deadly thing, disease or anything like that. That's not what I'm getting. It's just that, and that's part of your heart pain, she's telling me as well, that there's something to do with that, what you were explaining to me about the children. She's showing me that that's part of your heart pain as well as the loss of these two moms.
Yeah, because it's hard.
I can totally see that. And what I'm picking up also to share with you is whenever you start feeling that, all you want to do is kind of bring your hand up. They're really, really stressing this, and I've not had them come over this strong expressing it on the radio program working with folks, is bringing your hand up the minute you start feeling that and just kind of placing your hand there and allowing that to become a barrier of comfort and a barrier of release, knowing that whatever you release into your hand, you can pull away from your chest and just kind of throw away from yourself to help yourself move through that heart pain, to move yourself through that feeling of what is going on and some of the different things associated with the heart. It feels like she's saying that you feel like you have failed, and that she is expressing, and this is coming from both mothers because I have them both now have come present. Both mothers are wanting me to express to you that you have not failed, that you have actually gone through stronger and have done more for the situation of all the people concerned than some people under their normal situations and their normal circumstances would have been able to do. You have been pretty tough. You have been, trying to think if I can get the word that they're expressing. I'm hearing strong, I'm hearing strength, I'm hearing tough. I'm seeing a boulder is what I'm actually seeing. So they're expressing to you, don't feel like you have not done or you're weak or that you failed. Because you haven't. Your strength has been amazing. your birth mother expresses that you are able, have been able to go through things that she could not have even begun to have gone through.
Yeah.
Trying to see if there's any other little message or any other bits of information they want to give. They're just express that love to yourself. And there's something about pampering. You don't allow yourself to have enough pampering. Okay, I'm hearing, when have you gone and gotten a pedicure last?
A couple years ago.
That's what they're expressing, that heart love. You need to start feeling and pampering for yourself. You need to start taking some time for yourself. And I'm thinking that they were saying that symbolically, that you need to actually make a motion towards that time of being allowing yourself to heal, allowing yourself to get stronger because you're taking care of yourself as well as the children, as well as the household, as well as situations going on around you. I don't know if it's the type of job you have or what, but I'm seeing you actually in a situation where that's creating a lot of stress for you as well.
Yes.
And they're wanting you to move beyond all of that stress and all of that heaviness, and they want you to take some time for yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to start, they're pointing to my head and saying, you're going to get gray hair like her. They're wanting you to take care of yourself so that you don't age early, so you can hold on to that strength, so you can hold on to that endurance. I'm also seeing, and that's not coming from them, I'm seeing what has moved in is the strength of force, the strength and stamina of force, that is a gift that is yours. And if you look at the elk, an elk will continually move through and migrate through and do things. And I'm seeing both of those animals very strong with you right now. And I don't know if you've ever worked with animal medicine or animal totem medicine, but you may want to write down both of those, elk and horse, and look them up and see what some of those messages are in there that they're sharing with you on that as well.
Okay, elk and horse, you said?
Yes, yes. Do you have a question for either of them?
I've been sicker this year than normal. I had open heart surgery.
Okay.
Almost 5 years ago.
And that explains the hand on the heart. Okay.
It was in December. And I guess I just kind of get a little more antsy around this time of year because I know it's coming up, and
right.
I didn't know I was sick at the time. I was 35 and had triple bypass surgery, which is almost like unheard of. My blockages were so bad that they said 1 in 2,000 people live. And they knew that, you know, they were like, someone got you through this, girl, because they lost me on the table. I had all kinds of complications, and my dad had died that July.
Okay.
And it was like, I know that was my dad. And it's just this year's been real, like, I've had issues with COPD and just, you know, can't quit smoking again. You know, and that's the same thing my mom went through. My birth mom. Same exact thing.
Okay.
When she died, she had 5% lung capacity.
Okay.
Which they said they don't know how she was even alive.
Okay. Definitely got to do with the heart then, why they were showing me the putting your hand on the heart and the bringing the energy into your heart. What you're doing is you're activating healing by doing that. You're activating strength in the heart. And that's what they're saying is you have that strength and you have that endurance. You have that ability to be that strong, that rock, that you have that within your makeup. You have that within who you are. And that you're needing to draw from that and you're needing to be able to pull from that because it's going to help hold you stronger and help hold you through all of that. And the message that you received about, you know, that you're pretty tough stuff to get through what you had to get through with that surgery. That did not come from your father. That actually came from your, I'm seeing another relative stepped back from your father. So I want to say it's somebody on your father's side of the family that brought that message forward, but brought it through in the energy of your father. That your dad had actually, your dad was still in the healing chambers, but that he wanted that message brought forward for you for that purpose. So the message was from him, but not delivered by him, if that makes sense to you.
You mean right now?
Or yes.
When I wanted him, when I got sick?
When you got sick.
Okay, my uncle, his brother died 2 days before him.
It was probably him that was bringing that message through her then. You lost a lot of people in a short period of time. Wow.
Well, after my mom, my first mom, my grandmother, her mother died 2 months later, and then my uncle died a month after that.
Yeah.
So we lost 4 in a year, and right before that, my father-in-law and my dad.
So yeah, I can definitely
like
see
3
that.
Years.
There's your father's energy. He wanted the message brought forward, but it was not him that brought the message forward. The message came forward with another family member, but the message was from him. He was still within the healing chambers. He was still within the healing from having lived his physical life.
Okay.
That's why the message felt like it was from him, because it was from him, but it wasn't delivered from him, if that makes any sense to you, the way they're showing it to me.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Are there any questions that you have for any of these guys that are out there that are, because I've got the connection going, they're not necessarily sharing any more with me other than telling me, and apparently the heart issue was something that's very prevalent with them, and I'm really glad that they brought it forward right away to help you be able to bring your own healing in. You can also do the same thing by holding your hands, kind of like if you take, like you're going to put your hands on your hips, but kind of roll the palms back a little bit so that you're actually putting pressure like where the kidneys would be.
Okay.
And then you want to move it up just a little bit. You're going to be able to do some of this yourself with your lungs.
Okay.
By just doing that same holding of that energy, they're showing me that again. I don't know. I can do that because I'm very double jointed and some people can't. But if you've got maybe one of the kids could do that for you, just kind of, you know, when you're resting, just put their hands back there for you. That's going to wake up that energy of healing within your own body so that your body can begin its own healing process. Like I said, they're showing me the magic band-aid again. They're saying that remember that when you put a cover on there, that it's going to activate and tell the body to begin to heal itself.
So it's the message with the heart is more like the healing of
your heart on all levels.
The anger and everything. It's not my actual heart. There's something wrong again.
No, it's more of the continual healing of it on the physical level, of the work that you went through and the process that you've had done. It's that healing of the physical heart as well. Not a new situation, but more healing gift giving to you from that past situation.
Okay, because I had a lot of complications. In fact, I have an open sternum. It opened up 8 months after my surgery.
Okay.
Nobody knows why, but that bone right there is like open. Weird.
Interesting, because they're showing, like I was saying, they're showing me the healing happening on the emotional level, the physical level, the spiritual level, the grief level, all of that level, and the heart opening up and beginning its own healing process. And I think it's on all those levels, and that may be part of that, allowing that to shift back to where things need to be.
Okay. That makes sense. Now,
yeah.
The only other one question I would have is maybe if my father-in-law is right there, my son, the youngest, he's 12.
Uh-huh.
He's very close. And he's having a little bit of a hard time, I think, from the high with Papa being.
Okay. He wants him to know that there's something about a baseball. He's showing me something to do with a baseball, and he's saying, let him know and let him connect with that baseball and remember me.
Okay, that would be our Indian faith.
Okay. And there's something about that. He's also wanting him to know that at night when he goes to bed and he goes to sleep, that he sits by the side of his bed until he falls asleep. And then when he shows himself fading away, but he's not really away. He says, I go and do other things, but I'm ever present with him.
Well, we thought he was here.
Definitely is.
Ever since he died, because right after there was a rival football game here,
mm-hmm.
and him and I liked the Browns. Everybody else mm-hmm. liked the Steelers, and when the Steelers would score, this big candle that had been hanging on the wall forever would fly off the wall. And, you know, it didn't really freak anybody out, but we were kind of like, okay, Sway, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they scored, and this thing, and it was on that wall for like 4 years.
Yep.
Never fell. This thing would come down every time.
He's very present. He is very present. And he is very present with this child, like I said, something about the baseball.
This was the first year my son played baseball.
Okay. So apparently he's even going to the baseball games with him.
Okay.
Very strong connection there. It feels like, actually, I don't know if you know anything about soul groups.
About what?
About soul groups. What that
is group.
When we are on the other side, it tends to be where and who we hang out with, so to speak, when we're home and we're in heaven and we're on the other side and we're across the veil, whatever you want to call it. We tend to have a group that we tend to travel with, that we tend to be connected with, and those are called soul groups. And it feels like very strongly like your father-in-law and your son are definitely from the same soul group, in the sense that there's that really strong connection of like energy, like personalities, like behaviors. They're going to have more or less the same type of interest. It won't be surprising if down the road as your son gets older, all of a sudden he has the same interests that this father-in-law had, and hobbies as in activities, and maybe even as far as employment, doing the same type of work. It feels like there's a very strong connection between them.
Yeah, they were very close, and they are a lot alike.
Uh-huh. I definitely see that, and I see that from, but to me, it's coming through as a soul group connection.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your call this evening, and you have a wonderful rest of the evening.
Thanks. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so hard to lose loved ones and to lose that many in that close of a time. My heart goes out to her, and I'm so grateful that they came in to communicate with her, and they came in with connections that she was able to validate and know that, yes, these are messages from those that are communicating. Sometimes when we bring in a message, it doesn't always come in resonating right off the bat that that's what this is about. And what I want to encourage you is write that down and keep that in the back of your mind, because they're going to sometimes bring a message in that way, and you'll figure out the answer later on down the road. I have another caller. Jennifer, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First time to the show.
Hello?
Thank you so much. Hello, yes? Can you hear me?
Jennifer, this is April. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. First time to the show. Appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to, I need some help as far as some counsel. I've been in the last sort of sets of work I've been doing, I've sort of been ripped off by people, and I'm at the point in my life where I feel like I've not been doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and for the life of me, I can't figure out what I should be doing, and I have this tremendous, restlessness in me, and I just wondered if you had any thoughts.
And you are right. You have read the information that's coming through to you in a very true manner. You are now on a process of seeking like your life path work. some of the things that you've been doing and some of the things that were a part of you up to this point were necessary places for you to be. They were necessary things for you to accomplish so that as you get on to this life path that you're going to make a big step into in about 3 months, you're going to be full-fledged there. This anxiety feeling, I don't like that restlessness, I like that word that you'd use. That feeling that you're feeling right now will calm down. Mm-hmm. And you will start understanding and you'll start feeling it a little bit clearer. After you get through the holidays, you're going to make a big change and it's going to give you a little bit more information so you'll understand why did I go through a place where I was feeling like people were ripping me off and life, and it's, you feel that not just from people, but you kind of feel that from life as a whole.
Yes.
And they're showing me that what's going to happen is after you get through the holidays, you get to the first of the year, something is going to cross your path that's all of a sudden going to be that kind of that click that's, ah, I got it. Now I can see it. Now I understand where I'm moving forward to. And that's going to help you relieve and move through that restlessness. But yes, the reason you're feeling that way is because the beginning part of all of this has been uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many questions I'm allowed to ask, but just based on what
right
you
ahead.
Said, as far as the 3 month period of time, is this clicking, is it anything to do with someone coming perhaps, you know, into my life, a love interest that I can move forward as far as doing something with them? I've always felt this need to be with somebody, you know, rather than sort of thunder on by myself. But that might maybe because of my anxiety at the moment.
They're showing me that, yes, you are going to move on by yourself for a bit, but yes, that there is a new love interest that will come forward. The love interest is not going to come through immediately. The love interest will not be a part of this first 3 months. It feels like it's going to be a little bit longer. And once that comes in, then it's going to help bring balance. But you need to get into the place where you have gotten to your path, I guess is what I'm kind of seeing and trying to express, is that you need to get to your path before you can have the love interest.
Okay, and I have a feeling that my path may be writing the science fiction book that I'm trying to get, you know, I've been trying to finish for 10 years, and I just wonder whether that's my path, whether I should finish that. It's very important.
What I'm seeing is, yes, you're going to finish that book, and yes, that book will go out, and yes, it will sell. They're also saying there is more to it.
Okay.
It's not just going to be just that. But realize that there is more to it. There is more. They're saying you're holding yourself within limitations. Let go of that wall of limitation.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. God bless.
Thank you, and have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The process that we oftentimes go through can seem a little bit uncomfortable, such as our last caller was going through and is going through. Some of that stuff can be uncomfortable and can be a place of not really wanting to be. And in our life path, when we get in those uncomfortable places, a lot of times that's how they get our attention. That's how they will speak with us, and they will give us that little bit nudge of movement forward and saying, wait a minute, let's see if we can't tweak this a little bit, see if there's not something different or a different path that I need to get on to. I wanted to let you know also that I do readings one-on-one. You can check that out on my website, whitewolfapril.com. And if you have any questions that you would like a one-on-one session, you can find out about that on that site as well. So if you receive answers and you get insight here and you feel like, I need to know a little bit more, I do offer a little bit more help. And we can do those online. We can do those on phone calls. We can do a conference call. However works for you, so that we can get those connections and we can get those answers for you as well. I've been hearing as we've been visiting and as I've been talking to some of the different folks that are online, it's a very emotional time right now, and everybody is aware of that. As we're starting to begin to go into this particular time of year, people's emotions will get high. Whether you celebrate the upcoming events, whether they're a part of your lives, or not, it is a shift within the environment around this time period and around this time that kind of makes us a little bit sensitive. And then when you add in some of the other events that take place in many of our lives at this time of the year, I know I have a particular thing that happens at this time of the year that can make it a very emotional time for me. So it's that connection, it's that communication, it's that asking those questions within yourself. And asking, if you're not hearing the answers within your own time and space, connect with someone such as myself who can help you maybe make that connection and maybe get that guidance and maybe get that direction that will help you be able to move forward with that. And know that as we're going into this and as the momentum of it is going to be building, look at things with gratitude. Look at things with the heart of love, with the heart of gratitude, with I'm just hearing the word gratitude. I'm actually hearing, the message that I'm hearing that comes with that in the heart of gratitude is creating yourself a message of how can I look at each day and each moment and see the beauty in the lives of the people that have come and gone in my life. Of the situations that have come and gone in my life. How can I look at all of that with that gratitude, with that celebration, with that honoring, with that respect? They're really focusing on that. And as you're entering into that, don't allow it to become a time of emptiness and void and that type of thing, but look at it more as the gratitude for the beauty of what has been there and the beauty of what it is that they want to share with you and what they want to bring forward. I have a woman's energy who's attempting to communicate with her children. She's been trying to communicate with her children since her passing. Her passing feels like it was about approximately a window time of a year ago. And she's been trying to communicate with the children and wanting to let the children know that she is with them, that she is spending time keeping an eye and being their type of energy. She's encouraging. She's very proud of the things that are going on. She's also wanting me to, she says one of the ways they're going to know that this is a message for them from me is to please tell them that I appreciate the arrangements that they had placed and are placing. And I believe that those arrangements that I'm seeing are actually floral. I'm seeing what appears to be floral arrangements. Something of beauty, something from the heart. It feels like she may have even actually done a little bit of making flower arrangements herself and kind of played with them. And she's showing me one. I'm seeing a couple of children standing with her, and she had made this one. She kind of was playing with this flower arrangement. Somebody had brought her some flowers, and she was playing with them, putting them in the vase. And in her mind, she really felt like this arrangement went together beautifully and that it was just absolutely gorgeous. And everybody was kind of there having fun on this particular day. And it's when she stood back from the counter and looked at it that it was lopsided and flowers were hanging out funny. And everybody got a real chuckle out of this. And everybody got a real laugh out of this. And that's a happiness that she wants you to hold on to. She's saying, remember those moments, remember those times when we had that type of communication. Remember those times when we had that type of connection. And she's saying, thank you for the arrangements. There's something significant about that, and you'll connect with that and understand who she is. I received an email from a gentleman, and they answered the email with the comment about needing to move and needing to move, get movement going with your body. And today, as I've been sitting here, your energy has come forward again. I don't know if you're listening to the program or not. If you are, this message is definitely for you. If not, I'm going to definitely be posting it on the AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com site for you. But they're also wanting me to add to that, that they would like for you to get this movement even through using the excitement and the energy and the happiness that comes through being a pet owner. there is something about connecting with the animals and allowing them to help you with this movement forward, this ability to make this movement happen so that you're going to be able to get your strength back. You're going to be able to get things moving in your body that are going to help you feel better and help you open some of this window of depression that has stepped into your space and into your time right now. They're showing me something like grabbing a ball and just tossing a ball or tossing a frisbee or something along that line, which is going to give you the ability to have a connection and a point of movement and a connection and a point of getting the circulation going and encouraging the body to begin to produce the needed energy that's going to come through that movement. They're saying use the energy of the animals. Allow your animals to help you. They're going to bring you a blessing as well because of the movement through spending time with them and their energy back to you, that loyalty, that love, that compassion that an animal will express to us. And they're saying that allow that to become a part of you. Allow that to become a part of this movement forward. They're also saying in your job situation that you're looking at, in the reply that they gave you the other night, it's important for you to know that you have the ability to go out there and do something. Let yourself know that you have that ability. Open that window of possibility. Open yourself to the reception of that possibility. Know that it's there. Know that the only limitation that is truly there is the limitation that you have placed within yourself. They're saying you have believed a lie and a deception, and that has held you back. That has kept you back from moving forward. Somebody somehow convinced you that you have these limitations. You need to push past that. You need to move yourself past that and see that those limitations are not truly yours, but they're yours because you owned the comment that was given to you. It was a comment that was not your own. It was a comment that was given to you by another. There's also something, I'm seeing yellow. You need to bring some yellow energy in and around your space. You need to bring in the yellow, that color yellow. And some oranges with it are going to be very powerful for you as well, along with the reds. Reds, oranges, and yellows. Those colors are really important for you right now, bringing that energy into your space. Yellow being your personal power, red being power. Bringing that back to you, giving yourself that confidence to move forward, that confidence to not have to own the words that came from another and letting them go from your space. It feels like the orange is going to help you push that out, to push that message away. That it's going to happen. You're going to be able to do this. I know you're feeling very limited within your space because of that deceptive words that came from another. That's where you're going to have to get your strength. You're going to have to find your strength within yourself for that to be able to happen. Computer connections. They're advising me that there's a young man. I'm seeing it now. There's a young man who has made some computer connections. It feels like you may have gone through one of those sites where you meet some individuals communicating, like a matching type of computer site. Anyhow, what they're wanting me to express to you is that the connection that you feel that you have made and that you feel that you can move forward with, that it is not what it seems. They are saying disconnect from that connection as soon as you possibly can. They're saying that there is a situation that is going to attempt to take your funds. They're going to attempt to take your identity. There's even the possibility and the potential of harm coming to you through this connection. It is not what it seems. It is not legitimate. It's like you feel like you're communicating with a female when in reality you're not communicating with a female. You're communicating with someone who is not who they say they are. They are presenting themselves in a way that is not the truth. It's not as it appears. they're wanting me to really stress to you as you're on these sites, and it looks like you're trying to make connections and to make matches. I guess the best way I can say it is you're looking for love. And they're saying you're not going to find it through this because it's a deception. There is the potential for you. Once again, they're reiterating. There's the potential for harm to your body. There is the potential to lose your identity and to take a huge financial risk within this. Feels like this connection may even have revealed itself to be, I'm so-and-so from South Africa, and I'm wanting to come to school in the United States. Can you help me? I have X amount of dollars. It feels like there's even that kind of twist added into this, and they're saying cautious, 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 cautious. I can't give you enough caution on this. I can't give you enough words of you need to break that connection, because it's number one, it's not a female. You have actually connected with someone who is a male, who is posing as a female to create problems, to take your money and your identity. Please, they're really stressing this. Your guides are really stressing this, and they're really bringing it in strongly. Walk away from this connection. Don't keep a hold of this connection. I'm also hearing a message to share with someone. There's a woman whose husband passed, and in his passing, he's showing me that you had a bereavement settlement. I'm not seeing that it's like a life insurance policy. They're saying you have a bereavement settlement, and he's saying that in that bereavement settlement that you need to invest this, that it's something that you've been thinking about, because they're kind of putting it in your space. He's kind of putting it into your space, that you need to invest this money, but to use wisdom and knowledge and to seek the help of a professional. I'm hearing seek counseling from a professional, so that you can make this investment properly in a place where you're not going to lose the monies that were there for you because of the arrangements and the way things were set up for that higher perfection, for that higher, there was a purpose to this. It was set up not as a life insurance, but as a bereavement settlement. I'm not sure what that means, and I'm not sure why I'm hearing it in that terminology, but that there is something in regards to that, and there's that you need to invest it. Yes, that's why you're having that feeling. That's why you're having that leading. That's why you're having that direction on it. But that you also need to seek the help and the counsel of someone who is in professional investing awareness. And don't go to like Uncle Sal, who's going to say to you, you know, if you put your money here, da 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 da, you need to go to a true professional is what I'm hearing. Go to a true professional. Go to someone who will really lead you and guide you in the right direction. I'm seeing once again someone who is standing at a washer and dryer. I am seeing this pile of laundry around you, and this pile of laundry and this washer and dryer that they're showing me, I believe, is symbolic of the situations in your life. You feel like you are constantly doing everybody else's dirty laundry, and that you want to move beyond that, and that you want to step past that. But that you are in the position and you are wanting to know that you need to be able to push through that. See, I have another call. Nathaniel, go ahead.
Hi, hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in between projects here. I'm not sure, is anybody coming through for me today?
Let's see. Did you work on that investment stuff that they were advising you on last time?
What was that investment? I'm not sure.
Your dad, remember when dad comes in, he's usually talking about money and some investing stuff or something to do with that along that line. I may still be connecting with the investment one that was just coming through for that woman. But there's something about your dad with that money again. Every time he comes forward, there is something to do with money. Did he possibly have some money hidden somewhere that he's trying to give us an awareness for you?
He really could. He really could. He really had a lot of, I mean, he died about 15 years ago, and he had about $800,000, and he had a couple houses and stuff, and he left it to his stepmom, or my stepmom and stuff, got half, but I don't know if Mary, his aunt, might have some, or I don't know if there was...
It feels like, because every time he comes through, I mean, every time he comes through, I get that hit of it being, there's something to do with money. And I'm not sure if he's trying to educate you in money and working with monies. I know he's helped you with some advice on the house and on some things to do with the house, but it really feels like something to do with that money. And it's kind of like, I almost feel like he's standing here wanting to hit me in the back of the head. Like, come on, get what I'm trying to say, type of thing.
He's probably, you know, my brother is going through a lot of turmoil right now with his wife and stuff. And I don't know, he mentioned some, I don't know if he wants to borrow some from me because he's going to be going bankrupt. But I don't know if he's trying to warn me about my brother or, you know, I don't know.
There's something really about that I apologize. I'm not getting it any clearer other than he shows me that every time he comes in, and I think there's something that you need to be aware of on that, whether it be about with your brother, whether it be about that your father's got some money hidden somewhere or put somewhere, almost like a foreign bank account, that even his wife, your stepmother, none of those people were aware of.
Oh, well, somebody else told me that I might have some money coming from an unknown source or something like that. So he may have left some money around somewhere, or, you know, not even knowing, you know, or knowing or not knowing. But
I think that's a connected message, yes. I think that the information within that is connected, yes.
You have to check everyone, I guess. You have to check all the cities or something to see if they have a lien, or I don't know what it is.
I wouldn't have a clue how to tell you. But I feel like you're actually going to get an email. Because as you were talking about checking that and going to the banks and checking like that, they said, no, you're going to go on the computer. There's going to be something that's going to come through the computer.
Well, is it left for my brother, or is it just for me, or is it for whoever finds it, or?
If we're quiet and just find it, no, I'm just teasing. I would say it's something that you're going to actually want to share with your brother because it's a part of your father. And it's something that within your heart you're going to feel like it's, you know what I'm trying to say, that it's a gift from him for both. It feels like there's a third person in there. Were there any other kids?
No, but, he had his granddaughter. I mean, he has his daughter.
Okay. Because it feels like there's three people that this could actually, okay, morally and ethically, it would be something that you would want to split out, as though you were sitting there at a table and saying, okay, Dad has passed, there's no will, and we have this $100. How do we split it up between us?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. You know, it's that moral and ethical thing. That once this reveals itself, I do feel also that I need to warn you, it's not like one of those things if you get an email that says I'm senior so-and-so from the bank of so-and-so and your father, you would really want to research it.
Oh yeah.
Don't get caught into one of those, but know that there is some, I believe he's had some money invested in a foreign account.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. I would,
That would be an unknown way.
Someone else was saying that I might have some money about 3 months ago. I talked to some other psychic line, and I didn't know. I was talking about buying a house, and she says, well, I don't know, there might be a house on there or something, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not getting more from him. I just know that the few times that we have talked, he comes forward and it's always about money, so that tells me there's something that you really need to become aware of.
Is he trying to tell me I'm going to make money when I sell the house, or to watch the money, you know, so I don't run out, or try to make money doing...
I know that he did say watch your money at one point in time when you were doing some stuff with the house, But yes, you are going to make money with the house, and I'm not saying he's saying that. This is coming from the guides, because they are going to honor the work and the effort and everything that you have put into it from the past. Come the sale of this property, they're going to bless it, and they're going to honor you with the sale of that house, and you are actually going to make money on it above and beyond what you even believe to be a possibility.
Oh, that's treasure.
And that's a gift from them to you for your effort, for everything you have put into it, for everything you have done.
It's kind of like
you planted this field, and now when it comes time to sell this field, the value of that harvest is going to come in at the proper time. Same principle with the house.
Well, thank you very much. I hope I find these hidden Sweden accounts.
Hey, I would start looking, because I really feel like there's something there.
I wonder if I should alert my Aunt Mary. She's an accountant and was the executor of the will.
She may even know about something that, you know, you may not be aware of. She may say, oh, well, that explains that weird thing I found. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe I'd talk to her, because she, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's really important when you're working with investments. I'm hearing that one coming forward again, and I know this was a message for the caller prior to this gentleman. This is a message that's coming through to someone who's listening to the program or who will be picking up through the archives the information from this. Investments, be very careful with your investments. Be very careful with where you put things and how you put things. They're saying once again, don't depend on someone who presents themselves as, I know how to help you, because they're going to actually cause you to lose. So use the wisdom and go to a true professional. Go to someone, they're saying go to someone who has a real office. Go to someone who has a place that's a professional, that is what they do, and that is the type of work that is done through this office. There's also someone who has recently lost their pet. They have lost their dog, and I don't mean lost your dog as in death. You have lost this pet. They've actually disappeared, and you are wondering if this animal is still alive. You're wondering where this animal is at. Normally when they come through, and they're coming through this way, I'm told to tell the listener that the animal has gone on a walkabout. That is not the case. This animal has actually been led astray. It feels like there was someone who actually took this animal from your property. There is someone who actually removed this animal from your space. And that there's the possibilities of this animal returning home are not that strong unless you can do some things that are going to really beef up that happening. It appears that this person felt that they were doing this animal a better service by bringing the animal out of the situation in your particular place of being. They didn't realize a lot of everything that's involved in that. Your animal did not run away. Your animal did not get lost in that sense. Your animal was actually taken from you, was actually removed from your property, is the message that they're wanting me to bring forward to you. I'm also seeing that there's a couple of young women that are on some new adventures. They're moving forward into some things that are, I'm going to call, newness of life. It looks like you may have been coming to the point where you're beginning to move out of home and going to be out on your own. And the message that they want me to give to you is that you have the angels with you. You have your guides with you, and that you can move forward knowing that you're going to be safe, that you're going to be protected. Yes, you're going to go through life's experiences, and yes, there's things that are going to happen, but know that you're taken care of and know that they are there for you. Also use wisdom. Also use intelligence within yourself. When you feel you need help, don't fear asking for help. When you feel you need to make a connection with home, make that connection with home. Don't get so self-sufficient within yourself that you feel like if I call home that I have failed. Do not feel that way. Know that the family and there are those that are there that love you. I see that we're starting to approach the top of the hour here, and we're beginning to need to wrap the program up, and I don't want to make another connection as we're this close to the top of the hour, and we need to begin to be done. So I want to say that it's been an honor. It's been a privilege to share with you, and I want to thank our callers today. I want to thank the emails that have come in. And I want to say, go ahead and check out my website, whitewolfapril.com. And if you would like to send me an email, it's april@whitewolfapril.com. I'll be happy to answer your brief questions there as well. And we'll be on the radio here at BBS Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Check out that listening time for your local area. And until next time, and until we're together again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.